And so we have Jesus talking to a man who is well off, who wants to know what he can do to inherit eternal life. See, he wants to inherit eternal life. He wants to make sure that he's in the family of those who will be blessed. And the man was a Hebrew. He was a child of Abraham. He was promised that he would be part of the chosen people. God had given his family, his people, blessings and promises and covenants over generations. But the man felt like there was something lacking. He knew he had those promises, and yet he wanted it now. He wanted to know now that he would inherit eternal life. So what does Jesus say? He asked him about the law. And the man says he's followed the law. And Jesus loves him. Sees in him something worth loving, worth caring about, worth offering an opportunity of a lifetime. The opportunity of a lifetime. To give up everything you have, everything you own, all your wealth, and come and follow me. What an opportunity. We are challenged with an opportunity. It almost always comes with a price. When we are given the opportunity to do a life-changing thing, it almost always comes with a sacrifice. In order to change your life, you have to change what you were doing. You have to change where you're going. You have to change what you are and how you are going to go about things. When you're a child and you want to become an adult, you have to give up your childishness. When you're an adult and you want to become part of a family, you have to give up your individual freedom to become part of a family unit. When you're a struggling person in the world who doesn't know Jesus, and you're given the opportunity to know Jesus, you have to give up the world in order to accept Him. Doesn't mean that we don't still have stuff to eat, and it doesn't mean that we don't still have work to do, and it doesn't mean that we still don't have families to take care of and problems to solve and jobs to go to. It means that we give up making those first in our life and we make Christ first in our life. When we come home to Jesus, we give up everything else as first and make Him first. We sacrifice our lives to His service. Not all of us are called to be ministers. Not all of us are called to be missionaries. Not all of us are called to go into the wilds of Africa or into Central America or into the ghetto or into the motorcycle community. Or we're not all called out into difficult or dangerous places, but we are all called. We're called to sacrifice those things that we thought were important before in order to place the things of heaven first and foremost in our lives. And so we inherit a new family. Look around you. These people are your Christian brothers and sisters. This is your family. You lose one family and gain another. Think of God as your Father. And how He is always there for us. We will lose our earthly fathers. They will pass on to the next world. But our Heavenly Father is with us always. I was talking to a young lady where I work. For those of you who don't know, I work as a drug abuse counselor. And she was telling me how she did not know her father. He had gone before she had gotten old enough to really remember him. And her mother had struggled with her own problems and struggled to raise her, and she wondered how she could now go into the world and become a parent, go into the world and become an adult, go into the world and not continue this curse that seemed to have followed through generations of her family. She said her grandmother was afflicted with paranoid schizophrenia, and she thought that her great-grandmother was probably afflicted with something similar. Of course, they didn't have the diagnostic ability that they do now, but stories of her family suggested that there had been illness and struggles from generation to generation. How could she go into the world and be normal when her whole life had not been normal? And I told her, you have another father and another family if you will embrace it. And she looked at me like, huh? What? What? You want me to try and get in touch with my dad who left when I was... No. Another father and another family if you will embrace it. God is our Father. And when our fathers don't meet our needs, when our fathers don't match up to our expectations, we can be bitter and angry and deprived and depressed, or we can stop and remember that we have a Heavenly Father who is always there for us, who is always with us, whose family is always available to us and always around us. We can choose that better family, that better father, that better option, and give up the pain and suffering that come with this world, this struggle, this time. And she looked as though a weight had been lifted off her shoulders. And she said, oh, I didn't think about that. I see lives touched where I work, but I see lives touched in the world. Sometimes it only takes a word. Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it only takes a moment. Sometimes it takes a lifetime. We try to reach out to people. We try and let them know that there is a better way. We try and serve our God in whatever way we can, in whatever place we are. We try and be the willing servants that are willing to give up our lives that we may have life anew. Give our service that we may be able to follow Him. To give our love and our care that we may be for the world the hands of the healer, the hands of the Savior, the hands of our Lord, the hands of God to touch those who hurt, who need to be healed, who need to be noticed, who need to be understood, who need to be appreciated, who need to be cared for, who need to be loved. Might be the person next to you at the table. Might be the person across town. Might be someone you've never met that you'll meet by accident. Well, I don't believe there are accidents. By chance, by God's will. We never know when we will be called to serve because we are always called to serve. We never know when we will be called to give up something we have to share it with someone who in need because we are always called to give up what we have so that we can share it. To be willing to be His family, to be willing to be His people, to be willing to be His servants. Will we be slaves to sin? Or servants of God? Will we be struggling in the mud or soaring in heaven? It's our choice. It's our blessing. It's our sacrifice. It is our God. So welcome home to the family of God. Welcome home to the opportunity to be His people. Welcome home. He is looking for a home in your heart. Will you welcome Him home too? Amen.